The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, I was diagnosed in 2001. I found a lump in my right breast, the bottom of my right breast. I went to my GP, who I was sent off, you know, for the mammogram and ultrasound, and they found two more tumours, satellite tumours, that couldn't be felt. Anyway, consequently, cut a long story short, I've lost the bottom half of my right breast. I've still got some, but I've lost under the nipple the whole of the bottom half's gone, and I also had to have chemotherapy because it had gone into my lymph glands and radiotherapy, so I did lose all my hair as well.
Did it affect the way you felt as a woman?
Well, the hair, when the first clumps were coming out, I had a bit of a cry, but then I thought, no, hang on, it's just hair, it'll grow back. It didn't bother. I never wore a wig because I just looked so stupid in them. I just wore a headscarf. I was living in Australia at the time, and it was summer, and it was incredibly hot. So I thought the thought of wearing a wig, the heat, you know, so I just used to wear a little bandana. That wasn't a problem. In fact, I didn't have a problem at all. It was my husband that had the problem.
Oh, really? In what way?
Well, right from the start, all I got was, you're going to have reconstruction, aren't you? You're going to have it reconstructed. And, of course, with everything else going on, that was the last thing on my mind. And I said, I've got enough going on at the moment. I was feeling incredibly ill from the chemotherapy, you know, all my family were in England, and they were all worried about me because I was the other side of the world. And, you know, there was so much going on. And that seemed to be all he could think about. You know, this is a person that should have been supporting me. And, well, he was right from the start, he'd been in denial when I found the lump. You know, well, what makes you think it could be cancer? And even when they looked at the mammogram and said, it's cancer, well, you don't know for sure until it's removed. He seemed to be in denial. And then, as I say, I didn't feel that, he wasn't supporting me emotionally at all. This is partly why he's my ex-husband.
Well, I was going to say, the way you're talking, I would suggest that you didn't kind of stay with this man, particularly this. But do you think then he was worried about you losing your breast? He was worried about the fact that, from a visual perspective, you would perhaps not be the woman that you were before.
It was, yes, exactly. Instead of loving me for just for me, whatever, you know, as the package, it seemed to affect his whole view of me.
How the hell did you cope with that, Leslie?
I mean, we never slept in the same bedroom again. What happened? Well, not initially, but some time on, he still carried on about the reconstruction. And I said, no, I'm not going to have reconstruction. I don't want it. And all of a sudden, he said to me, I don't feel the same about you. I can't get used to the changes in your body.
Oh, my word.
So I just went straight in the spare bedroom. And then I came to England to visit my family, and I mean, obviously, that wasn't the only thing. There are other problems in our marriage, but that was the final nail in the coffin, if you like, because I came to England to see my family, and my daughter told me she was expecting what was going to be my first grandchild, and I thought, well, that's it. I'm going to come home.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.